I'm Patrick Campion, and this is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And each week on Wednesday mornings, we take a moment to really focus on a specific part of the community, which is Ypsilanti. And we are proud to be the media partners with Concentrate Media on their On the Ground Ypsi project. And we've had a transition in staff here, so we're going to introduce Sarah to you again. Sarah Rigg, what is exactly your title in this? I know you have some fancy titles.
It's
this reporter.
Interim Project Manager
Interim
for On
project
the Ground.
Manager. All right, so you have business cards awaiting with all that information
on
it.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, Sarah is not a novice to this. She has been a part of our community for quite a long time and has been working as a journalist in our community for a while as well. And tell me your first initial thoughts here a couple weeks in on this On the Ground Ypsi project. What are you thinking? Are you liking this? Are you enjoying this?
I'm loving it. My background really is in community journalism, where I'd be in an office that was right downtown and I could walk to City Hall, walk to the Chamber of Commerce. And more recently, I've been doing a lot more telephone interviews and not getting out into the community. And that's actually a really important part of this, is not that I'm just reporting on Ypsilanti, but I'm getting out there, I'm interacting with people, I'm making connections, and I'm loving it.
Hence, On the Ground.
Exactly.
And I know we've made a lot of great connections, new connections in the community. You've introduced me through this project to a lot of new people, and I know you've introduced our audience to some great topics. So the basic philosophy here, again, is not that there's not bad things happening in Ypsilanti. It's just, as a collective, I think in the media we saw that there wasn't a lot of great coverage of the great things happening in Ypsilanti.
Yes.
Whether they're dealing with harsh issues or just presenting information or trying to do something great in the community, there's so many organizations and people trying to lift our community up, trying their best to make our community better, and this really focuses heavily on them.
Absolutely. We call it solutions-based journalism. But
awesome.
You don't need, so not just good news, but taking the focus off the problems and putting it on the solutions and the people creating the solutions.
And this week, you have coverage of an event that actually happened last week, but an exciting event for Ypsilanti. But first, let's remind people, concentratemedia.com, Concentrate Media on Facebook and Twitter, Concentrate N2 on Twitter, Concentrate Media at Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
So forget all of that, and you can just go to WEMU.org, where we've linked to the work that Sarah did. Did Doug come out and take pictures on Thursday night?
He did, yes.
All right, so great photos from the event, your incredible article about the event. You can find it all at WEMU.org. And then remember, bookmark it for later. You can get to it all down the line, too. And I know, Sarah, you're always looking for new ideas, so they can find your contact information through that means as well.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so reach out. If you think that there's something in our community that should be covered by this project, Sarah is now the point person as the interim project manager for On the Ground Ypsi and Concentrate Media. All right, that's out of the way. Let's talk about last week. What happened last week, and where were you and why were you there?
Well, for the third year, there was the TEDx YDL sponsored by the Ypsi Public Library System. And this year, they also partnered with Riverside Arts Center, so bringing a little bit of arts and humanities in with the technology angle. And the topic, they always pick a focus topic each year, and this year it was mobility, but they had a really broad spectrum of ways to interpret the concept of mobility.
And that, I love the TEDx talks. I mean, it's an interesting way to take academics and force them into an environment where they, you know, hate to say it, but they have to make learning fun. You always leave these TEDx talks with more information than you came in with, but they're presented in a way that is really approachable to any audience, that you don't have to be an expert in a field to watch this lecture, appreciate it, that the people are actively encouraged to make it entertaining, to make it inviting, use visualizations, use elements that will draw people, and use common language. So you have a couple of experts here with you today. Jamie Cornelius from Eastern's biology department, the assistant professor, a assistant professor of biology. I had to work here for like 3 years before I understood the difference between a professor and assistant professor, but I know it now. So I know you're not a professor's assistant. I understand that now. Thank you. And Allison Foreman from Ypsi Meals on Wheels was here, and she also was talking on at the TEDx YDL on Thursday night, right? It was Thursday night?
That's correct.
All right. So Jamie, welcome. As an assistant professor of biology, what did you bring to the table for TEDx?
Well, that's a good question.
What was your topic? That was an easier question.
There you go. So, my topic directly relates to mobility because I study migration in birds.
Okay.
But it's interesting that you bring up, you know, making your topic accessible and whatnot, because it's something that was a bit of a challenge for me, given that I'm used to lecturing kind of upper level physiology students. And so, you know, we had some coaches along the way with Toastmasters of Ypsilanti, and that was really helpful in doing that.
Oh, good. I mean, as an academic, you're used to preparing materials for other academics, and it's a very specific format. Interesting. I deal a lot with having to transition my brain from narrative to academic writing and back and forth all the time. So I feel you on that. What was it? What was the, you know, the basic gist of what you were looking at and what you were trying to present to the audience?
Well, the basic gist was thinking about how and why animals move, including humans, in response to unpredictable events.
And was there anything specific to, you know, climate change or stressful environments or the, you know, the encroachment of man into natural environments? I mean, what were you looking at with what was affecting these migration patterns?
Well, so what I study specifically is how unpredictable changes in food are particularly difficult for animals to deal with. If it's predictable, like seasonal change, you can make a planned migration, for example, to escape those conditions. But if it's unpredictable, then you have to rely on more kind of reflexive responses. And so one of the things I study is how the stress response and the hormonal response helps animals to cope with that. And I'll,
No, you're fine. I'm just thinking, how do you make that interesting for 8 minutes to somebody that has never heard of this topic and, you know, couldn't have cared less before they heard from you, and now they're super interested. But how do you make this accessible to anyone?
Well, so what I did was essentially made it clear that by studying, by studying vertebrates, we're really studying ourselves.
All right, Sarah, did she make that clear?
I think so, yeah. Right. She said, maybe this can be applicable to humans.
Sarah's an impartial observer, an excellent observer, but impartial. So we'll trust her judgment.
I don't think she overstated the case. Okay, she said there was the potential for it to have applications.
Yep, okay. That's right.
And was this your first time doing anything like a TEDx?
It was definitely my first TEDx, yeah.
And what was the experience like? I mean, did it make you think, wow, I really want to do more of this? Or was it shocking and surprising and people threw vegetables at you? I mean, or somewhere in between?
No, I think the funnest part was being part of a group that was so broad and diverse and seeing everybody else's presentation, to be honest.
Right, and I think that's part of the process here is that Ypsilanti isn't singular focused. You might think of Ypsilanti as Eastern or Depot Town or Downtown or the one of the many neighborhoods or the St. Joe's Health System, but in reality, it's a billion things working together. And I think you've exemplified very well that, you know, when you, even though there were only a few people in the room, I think everyone's topic was so unusual from the others and so unique in its own way that it does exemplify that we're a collective of a lot of disparate interests here.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
All right, Allison, your turn. You've gotten a cheat sheet because I've already asked Jamie all the important questions. But what was your topic and why was it relevant to our community's interests?
So I talked about a topic called CAPABLE. It's called Community Aging in Place, Advancing Better Living for Elders.
Okay.
It's an evidence-based program developed by Johns Hopkins University. And the focus is to deal with our seniors' health functions outside of the healthcare system and within the community and within the home. So rather than treating someone with a stroke with medication alone and getting them back to function, we want to help them at home. Right. So if I've had a stroke and now I'm paralyzed on my right side and now walking up and down the stairs is a challenge for me, let's get them the support they need in their home to be functional again, because then that'll start opening their world again.
I'm curious, and you might not know this off the top of your head, but of the people that Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels serves, which is peripherally related, I'm sure you're a participant in the project based on your exposure to especially homebound seniors, how many of the people that you serve, the only contact they have with an outside individual is your people that are delivering them meals? Do you know that?
So actually, there's a national study called the More Than a Meal Study, which was done by Meals on Wheels America back in 2015, and we're actually starting the second cycle of that, which there's a webinar on it tomorrow that I'm going to join because I would like Ypsilanti to be part of this next study phase, where they track with someone who has access to Meals on Wheels versus not having access to Meals on Wheels, that it is significantly different, your access to the outside world. For most of our clients, about 92% event say we are the only person they see on a given day.
And is that, it kind of jumped to mind, because when you're talking about, you know, care besides medical care and follow-up treatments, and socialization has to be a part of that, you know, giving people a reason to continue living, you know, besides I just want to live, you know, and having a regular interaction with somebody, even a conversation as a meal is being delivered, you have to see that as fairly important, right?
Absolutely. And I think a great part about coming out and volunteering at a Meals on Wheels, and there's 5,000 programs across the country, is it's a very quick volunteer process to teach you how to interact with the senior, basically deliver the meal, smile, ask them how they're doing, and from there it will take off. And just, you can see from the interaction, from knocking on the door, how big of a difference you're making the very first day you get out there and start supporting.
All right, so I've gotten you way off track. Let's cycle back around to your talk Thursday night. What did you present, and how was it received?
So I think it was received pretty well. So just like with
Okay,
Jamie,
wait, let's go to our impartial observer. Sarah, was it perceived pretty well by the audience?
Oh, yes, I think so. One of the things I liked about all of the talks was that they personalized it. They brought in a narrative of a person that was affected by the issue they were talking about.
And that's very, very much a Toastmaster strategy.
Allison did a really good job with that, about explaining how it affected a specific individual.
Good.
And I think that, you know, makes it stick in your brain.
All right, sorry, back to you. We've gone to our impartial observer, and Sarah has said that it was well received, so that's good. Give me the gist of, you know, what did you really want people to leave with after your presentation?
I wanted folks to understand that we need to support people at whatever phase in their life they're at, and that mobility is many different things to us, that taking a shower is a huge deal. Being able to get outside your home is significant. And what we take for granted as small functions really can be the difference between isolation and having a wealth of the community at your disposal. And, you know, as I say all the time, how big is your world?
Sure, and you could probably see a direct connection there between quality of life and average lifespans, and, you know, average recovery time from a variety of medical conditions being tied right to those types of things, that people have somebody to interact with, that they have somebody outside the home to communicate with, that they have all these personalizations going on in their life rather than just being left on their own to ride the time out until they hit the grave, basically.
Yeah. And Capable is fantastic in this. It's one of the first models that actually deals with depression head on. And it has a lovely feature as an evidence-based program. We are actually tracking happiness, and that we are seeing seniors and the disabled who have been part of these pilot programs have an increase in happiness. And I think it goes a long way, not just improving one's physical health, but improving mental health, which also will help with cognitive health too.
And we're already on the cusp of this, but as time goes on, this is going to become a much larger issue based on just the segment of our population that is going to be over a certain age. You know, very soon we'll have much larger percentages of our population that are at or past retirement age. And if we don't start dealing with these things now, it's not going to be a very happy country or world, for that matter, for anyone over a certain age, you know, given a very short amount of time here.
Yep, by 2040, one in four of us will be over the age of 60.
See, there was the statistic I was hoping for. Thanks, Allison, for bringing the A game on the statistics today. I like the information.
Oh,
Thank you. I like statistics.
All right.
So, Sarah, back to you. Give me a wrap-up. What were your big takeaways from the evening? You know, and you have 15 seconds. Now, what were your big takeaways from the evening? Did you really feel like you left the event more satisfied in your brain than you came in?
Yeah, I could not fall asleep for a couple of hours that night because I just had so many ideas pinging around in there.
Good.
All the way from Kelsey Climola, who talked about navigating in a wheelchair, to Victoria Shields, who talked about how African music has migrated around the globe. It was just so many different ideas all in one night that sprang out of the topic of mobility. It was great.
Well, I just love the notion that these people were presented with a word, mobility, and they all came up with a very, very different way of how that works in their life, in their field, in their careers, wherever it might be, and presented that notion and that idea to the audience. I really love that. What do you got going on for next week?
So next week, I am doing a story about some recent developments in downtown Ypsilanti in terms of new businesses and, you know, business and development related things. We did a story a while back, actually Brianna did, about new businesses coming up on Washington Street, and there's been even more developments down there. One little teaser, I got the tour of Decode Ypsilanti, the escape room, before it opened to the public. So
did you escape? I mean, clearly you're here, so you made it out eventually.
So that's just one little teaser, but there's lots of other stuff going on in downtown Ypsilanti, and we'll be talking more about that next week.
Always like to talk about new developments in Ypsi. Sarah Rigg, thank you so much. This is On the Ground Ypsi from Concentrate Media, and we are the media partner, 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.